Hey, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, you guys were having a shawl scarf discussion.
Yeah, that's right. Jerry Ann had a cylindrical-looking shawl.
Okay. From my experience, a shawl is like a granny thing that wraps around your shoulders and, like, hooks in the front, and a scarf just goes around your neck.
Oh.
Yeah, I got my dad's fashion dictionary because he owns a clothing store, so he has one. And it's really a boa.
Oh, okay. It's a boa.
Yeah, and the shawl goes over your shoulders and your arms. It's like a wrap. And then the scarf is flat.
So you were wearing a boa yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also have a boa, but I knew that it couldn't have been a shawl. I couldn't see her wearing a shawl.
I don't know. She's pretty granny-like.
that's the comment I wanted to make. So.
We appreciate the call.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. What am I wrong?
Was it my moo-moo that tipped you off?
Go ahead.
I just got something random. You may think I'm stupid, but with all the snow going on, like, my landlord has not even, like, taken care of any of the driveways and the sidewalks. And, like, is that something you can get sued for? I mean,
yeah.
I feel like I'm, like, just going to fall every time I go out. And, like, I mean, I'm spending a lot of money in rent here.
Yeah.
I mean, my roommate's nice for, like, $7.50 a month, and at least, you know, you'd think that's something you pay for. Is that a service, you know?
Yeah, you would think they would take care of that just because of the fact that you could sue their asses off if somebody fell and hurt themselves. Like, my building's kind of the same way. They at least get the sidewalks clear, but the parking lot itself is just like a sheet of ice.
Like,
and my thing is, like, you know, it's even deeper, but like, everyone talks about global warming, but my God, I mean, I'm pretty sure this winter has proven that, like, it was a glitch. There's no global warming. It's just, we're back to normal. I mean, like, there's a lot of snow, a lot of cold. It's not happening.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah, it's just, Kansas is always...
Yeah, I used to buy into it, but, like, you know, we used to, like, get a little weird weather around here, but, man, this is a lot of snow and a lot of cold weather.
Well, global warming still means you have really cold winters, doesn't it? You just, like, the extremes are just a little bit...
Yeah, but I thought it was, like, a 1 degree difference for the whole year on your temperature, but...
That's like, temperature got hotter for, like, got 1 degree warmer for the entire century. In the last 100 years or something.
Well, man, it just seems like, I mean, I don't know, like, the whole last 20 years, but, you know, I remember when I was growing up, it seemed pretty cold, and there's a lot of snows. It seemed like only recently, in the last 10 years, it's been very warm, so granted, it's my grandpa and my uncle, they always tell me how cold it was, and everyone has those old war stories of, oh, I walked 40 feet of snow, but, you know, there's a lot of data to prove that, you know, it was cold for a long time, and it seems like only recently people got on the old global warming thing. Maybe it's a tax thing.
Are you calling Al Gore out this morning, sir?
Why not?
Oh, wow. He's bringing it.
Well, Al Gore, you know, I mean, I hate to say Bush is better, because God knows we've had plenty of friends and plenty of things going bad where he's going, but I think on this one, Al Gore maybe he's looking for votes again. Maybe going for the next election.
We'll see. It'd be kind of interesting to see if he does pop up.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I mean, I didn't think that deeply on it, but I just you know, get back to my landlord. I mean, you know, we live in the slumlords here in Manhattan, and it's just crazy that we're paying this much money for like a hole with the one restroom.
Yeah.
Barely hot water, and then we got to walk out and just bust our butts. You know?
Yeah, man. That's with all the people moving into town, it seems like landlords are pretty much doing what they want to do.
Yeah,
do right
you would
now.
Think with like ASA Athletics and the way the college is growing, that maybe, you know, like the whole town just progressed. But it just seems like, oh no, not here. Here we're still going to be slumlords. We're still going to have like no restaurants open past 10. You know, every other college you go to Lawrence. I mean, my gosh, you even hear about the guy that went to the Taco Bell driveway, you know, he went in there.
Oh, yeah.
That was at 2 in the morning, but not here. We're closed at 1.
I'm sorry, man.
I mean, you know, I'm no Calvin Klein model, but, you know, you'd think Pizza Shuttle comes in a little later. I mean, are we helping out just the physiques in this town?
You know, I mean, Pizza Shuttle
did America's biggest loser come here first, or what? You know, are they helping us out?
Wow, man, you're wound up this morning. Well, everything's cool. I know we wish things would get better in certain things, but sometimes.
Well, hey, I appreciate the talk, and you know, hey, you guys have a great morning show.
All right, man, we appreciate that.
All right,
take care.
Bye.